This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Rack and Yak.
It's time for What Mark Heard on Saturday Suckage with Mark Grody and Steve Rosenblum.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
Indeed. Welcome to Saturday Suckage, What Mark Heard, our near award-winning segment. Today, without Mark.
My guess he still hears things, though.
Boy, does he ever. So to catch you up, Mark Grody, who, this is his show, but he's not on the show. Mike Esposito's on the show. This used to be his show. He wasn't on the show, now he's on the show. And Mark Grody has been sitting in for his good friend Les Gropstein on the overnight show. We're trying that. He's doing that 3 days a week. And Trash Band is doing another day, another night, another morning, whatever it is. And we'll get to him in a moment. Sweet Alice asking the question everyone asks. I love Trash Panda's mom, Sweet Alice. That's terrific. Okay, so the thing is, what Mark heard was while he's doing the show, there's a knock at the door. So Trash Panda has put together this sequence, and I feel like we're doing radio podcast documentary here. Share with us, Trash Panda, what you have brought to the class.
Okay, so let's listen to, first off, how this started. This is at around 1:10 or so in the morning.
And I don't know a damn thing about two-day priority mail.
Yeah, but hey, I'll be right there. Be right there. Hey, you know what? We got to take a break here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. But went to break.
Was that real? Or did you snip him in the middle of that, or did Grody just cut himself off?
No, I think that sometimes when he drops audio into our system, it clips the end of bytes every now and then. I forgot to check to see if it didn't. So I had the end of. He didn't get cut off. He got the full thing out. So then anyway, you know, they do the break and they come back and he explains what happened.
You guys are gonna love this. So you may have noticed, if you've been listening continuously, that I rather abruptly took a timeout at 1:13 or so, which is nowhere near the typical time of taking a break. And it was abrupt. What was going on is that I live in a high-rise apartment in downtown Chicago. And if you're not familiar with high-rise lifestyle, think of it's like a hotel, kind of. You know what I mean? Like a bunch of places in the hallway. And somebody was knocking at my door here at 1, whatever it was, in the morning. And I'll be damned if it wasn't a security guard with a noise complaint.
So, oh, no way.
We have a situation here. And so if I am going to try to temper myself a little bit. I don't know if you notice a difference yet. But and the security guard was incredible. He just I thought for sure I was going to get unplugged or something. And I was thinking, do I have noise complaint insurance? I don't know if that's covered in my full-time salary. I don't know. But he just said, okay, I just had to have on a record that I asked you. And I said, I just was transparent. I'm doing a live radio broadcast. He's, okay, no problem. He's, I'll let him know. So, and so that's where it stands. But if you hear the sound of of tapping in the background. That is because that I am being complained about. So we'll see how long we can make it. And if I'm talking like this by about 3 o'clock, you'll understand why.
Man.
312. What's that, Sean?
I was going to say, I feel like you just got officially like anointed into the overnights there. I feel like there's always... Yeah, you're not officially on the overnights until something weird has happened.
That's very true. That's very true. And you could probably, if we go back and review the tape, we probably could hear the knocking. Did you hear the knocking in the background or no?
No. I thought I had no idea what was going on. I was like, oh no. I thought the caller said something bad. I was like, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, that's hilarious. No, when I realized somebody was knocking at my door, because it's so out of context at 1:22 in the morning and right. I'm doing a radio show on the score, it scared the crap out of me. I was like, oh no. And then, but then I knew what it was because this was on my mind. I talked about it with Ranji last night.
Right. We were just talking about last night.
Yeah. And I actually was very complimentary of my neighbors because they had not said anything, nor have they ever said anything. I don't know my neighbors at all, so I just kind of keep my head down. But I do know, like I said last night, that my neighbors do, they get loud on the weekends, like, and it gets obnoxious, but I don't really care that much, so I've never said anything nor complained. And I was thinking, oh, we got a good thing going, but maybe not. I don't know. But I won't have the need to get too loud during the rest of the show here tonight.
So a couple things now.
That was, just to recap, let's back announce as they teach you in radio school. That was Mark and one of our many Seans. We have many Book of Seans here.
We actually only have one now.
Oh.
Yeah. Sean Anderson.
Which one is it? Anderson?
Sean Sears is still here.
Yeah. Sears, yeah. Not Roebuck. You know what? Mike and I closed down a lot of Sears.
That's right.
As Cole and I did a lot of shows. One of them was it in Joliet.
Yes.
And we found out who the good member of the Thayer family is.
That's right.
It's Rick. Rick brought us some of Mom's famous chicken noodle soup from the Thayer Deli in Joliet. And that's when we found out Rick is the good Thayer brother. The other one who just guested with us, who wouldn't make my trade for Roquan Smith, he's just sort of the hood ornament of the family. So as you were saying...
It goes without saying, though, the Thayer family is a prime member. They're prime members of the Saturday Suckage crew
because
we've got multiples on there.
So we interrupted you. Sorry.
Well, there's a couple observations I have out of this. Number one, I actually found myself awake at like 2:30 in the morning, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to see what Grody's got going on. So I tune in. And I'm like, why is he talking so softly? And like, because I noticed him. I know, like, usually he's, you know, enunciating like a good radio person would. But he's, you know, just like sounded like he was like laying in bed, like talking real softly. And I was like, huh, that's kind of weird. And then he tweets the next morning about how he got this knock on his door. Uh-huh. And he's like, oh, that's why you were so quiet. And yeah, I guess he started calling himself Mark Galaxy. Like, that's his alter ego, like, soft-spoken overnight.
Mark Galaxy.
Yeah.
Oh, did he indicate at all he was practicing his bedroom voice for any particular reason?
What do
it's
you mean?
One way, it might be one way to do it, a Mark Galaxy. I didn't know that was Interstellar, that kind of whispery voice. That's... might be used for some other purposes.
This is all very overnight, though. I think Sean Sears was correct, the producer, when he commented on the clip we just played.
He got grown.
He's now officially he's officially welcome to overnights. That's it. He's there.
So you don't need an actual caller, although we did cut one off in the middle who I thought was going to go that would need a blood alcohol test, but. The idea that happened to him, that's kind of getting grobbered. And as one of our texters said, I bet Grobber's upstairs laughing at him right now. How was your now? And Mark did 3 days or 3 mornings.
I have one other observation I want to take out of this. And that's that I think Grody should have some beef with his neighbors, because apparently if he was staying in there, like his neighbors get ruckus on the weekends and he doesn't say anything about it. He lets it go. But he's talking in the middle of the night doing a radio show, and he gets a noise complaint. Like, I think that's bad juju on the neighbor's part.
Do you think it was really the spirit of Les that called the security in the building? Right? Until Grody swears by Pluto being a planet, you may be not. You're
just
maybe
Grody messing, or sorry, Grobber messing with Grody.
Yeah, sure. Because Grody would always mess with Grobber. So maybe this payback. Grobber karma. You never know. What 708 texter to us on the tech zone, by the way, is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Quote, can you tell my neighbor to shut up, please? His radio show sucks. On that Saturday.
And Dave, it sucks and it freebases.
Maybe it was Dave the Cat calling. Maybe Dave the Cat called security. Part
could
of the
be.
real house cats of so Grody did three mornings as the Grobber. We're trying this here, and apparently he's going to have to get his high-rise place soundproofed. Sweet Alice's son, Trash Panda, did one. Tell us, share with us, what was the experience like getting your body ready? But more importantly, let's start with what Sweet Alice asked you, because I think that's a wonderful springboard into this conversation.
I gave my mom a call at some point Saturday afternoon, just because I hadn't called her in a while. So, Saturday.
She hates you for that.
Thursday.
You're such a bad son.
It had been too long. Yeah, that was bad on my part. So I gave her a call, and she asked me about she asked me about overnight, what I'm going to be doing and all that stuff. And I told her, or she asked me, she's like, what kind of caller? It's like, who's calling sports radio that late at night? And I'm like, well, you're alcoholics. You're third shifters.
You're outing your audience now. You're torching your audience.
They're not all alcoholics. Right. It's just a joke. I want to make that clear. But yeah, I told her, I'm like, it's an interesting group of people. It really, and it's usually the same. There's about a group of 5 to 10 people that call every night. And, like Frank on I-80 calls pretty much every night. Doug in Eastern Iowa, who Les always said is Doug in Quad Cities, even though he's not in Quad Cities. I don't know why he made that translation in his head, probably similar to him calling me Straczynski every time.
Mm-hmm.
And, guys like that. Tom in Algonquin, who I had a nice conversation with.
Isn't there somebody from the North Side or Portage Park who would regularly call that Les would have to lecture and sometimes rap his knuckles?
Barking? Joe on the Northwest Side.
Is that you, Espo, with the dogs barking?
Yeah, what's going on?
See, this, I was just going to say, I'm getting grodied right now because, the man.
Getting grodied.
The mailman walked by. I am broadcasting from my home office in the basement of my home here, and the dog upstairs is going absolutely crazy. That is her least favorite person on the planet, the mailman.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he happened to come by. So there you have it. You're live right. Radio.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And so, there's a usual group of callers. I actually haven't heard from Joe on the Northwest Side in quite a while, but I'm sure he still listens. And I remember specifically Friday morning, I can't remember what hour this was, but I had my longest call because I was curious about, Grobber was not shy to go 10 minutes with a caller. And I was wondering, I wonder if I'll end up going longer than 3 minutes or so with a caller. So my longest call was 6.5 minutes. And I made note of it. I was talking with Sean afterwards, after I hung up with the guy, and I was like, I just talked to that guy for 6.5 minutes.
How long did you talk to your mom? How long did you talk to Sweet Alice?
Let's find out. It was a while. Let me double check the...
Was it longer than you talked to the caller?
Of course it was.
Don't give me of course. You didn't even call her regularly.
I don't call her enough. It's true.
Right.
I need to call her more.
Shooters
I called my. I talked to my mom for 29 minutes and 37 seconds.
All right. Okay, Sweet Alice. We're trying. We're trying to get him on the
usually here. Phone calls with my mom last a while.
Okay. As they should.
I don't try to cut them short. We have a full, lengthy conversation.
Before we take a break, Espo, you grew up with this. This is the opening for one of the most iconic television shows. I know I didn't. I'm springing this on Trash Panda, but I need the Wide World of Sports opened, and this opening was the Saturday afternoon for a lot of us, but I'm about to connect some generations.
Spanning the globe to bring bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's Wide World of Sports.
That was the stuff, right?
Yep.
Espo, we grew up with that.
Absolutely.
Other generations may know it from Blazing Saddles, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Also,
wide world of sports is going on here.
That's right. So the agony of defeat is the central part of that, right?
Yep. Right?
That's okay. That is Slovenian ski jumper Vinko Bogataj. In 1970, he crashed. He became the agony of defeat. Vinko Bogataj, B-O-G-A-T-A-J. That was in 1970.
That you found out his name.
Do you know? I knew it. And there were great stories about it. He had no idea how famous he was in the United States for what he had done. He was a TV star. So that was in 1970. 52 years later, you know what happened this morning?
In
China?
I did not see it, but I see where this is going.
Slovenian ski jumper Erča Bogataj. No relation, but a Bogataj won an Olympic gold medal in ski jumping.
Wow.
Yes.
I thought you were taking me in the other direction. I thought you were going to say he had a massive wipeout and reenacted his same named ancestor or not ancestors.
No.
1970.
I just love the idea that the agony of defeat from 1970, one of the most famous openings of United States sports shows. And then 52 years later, a ski jumper with the same name, no relation, but same name, in ski jumping, an Olympic gold medal. So the agony of defeat and whatever it was, victory. I never remember the victory.
The thrill of victory.
I know, but I always remember the agony of defeat.
It's the thrill of victory.
Speaking of the thrill of victory, the Wake and Bake Club has, I believe, an effect on what happens, what led up to the Super Bowl teams, one of the Super Bowl teams, and that led to America's new favorite game, keeping up with hating the Mahomeses. So we're going to do that before we get out of here. He's Mike Esposito. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right. Chicago's the city of dibs, right? Right, Espo? City of
dibs. Gotta have your dibs.
Okay. Well, we claim dibs to this 630 texter who texted this in. When you're running late for a break, have a door knock be the reminder. Stolen. That's what we're going to do.
That's awesome.
Me and Trash Panda decided that's what we're going to steal. So last week, me and Grody do Saturday Suckage. We get off the air, and then it really starts sucking. Sometime between yesterday or the end of our show and Sunday morning, you probably heard about this. Dr. Johnny Fever passed away.
I did.
Howard Hessman, he played Dr. Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati. Just a wonderful show for those of us in the business. Tremendous characters. We always revive it around Thanksgiving when we play the turkey drop cut.
Yep.
Oh, the humanity. Turkeys are God hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. And then there's Gordon Jump as Mr. Carlson saying,
God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly.
Right. So Dr. Johnny Fever passes away.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
There he is.
And so this revives, this is how the WB Club contributes to society and the Super Bowl. Howard Hessman told the New York Times in 79 as he was, actually as he was hosting Saturday Night Live, I think maybe Johnny smokes a little marijuana, drinks beer, wine, maybe a little hard liquor. And on one of those hard mornings at the station, he might take what for many years was referred to as a diet pill. but he is a moderate user of soft drugs, specifically marijuana. And it turns out that it wasn't really an act with Dr. Johnny Fever. In 1983, he told People magazine he had conducted, quote, pharmaceutical experiments in recreational chemistry. And he was jailed in 63 in San Francisco for selling marijuana. So Dr. Johnny Fever, WKRP in Cincinnati, he passes away Saturday afternoon. And what happens in Cincinnati by Saturday night, Espo?
I'm sure they had some form of WKRP tribute to him, definitely. They had to, right?
The Cincinnati Bengals make the Super Bowl. The Cincinnati Bengals make the Super Bowl when a posthumous inductee to the Wake and Bake Hall of Fame passes away. Well, he was then inducted in posthumously. He wasn't inducted while he was alive, and then we claimed a pie. We didn't kill him. Anyways, this is, I think there's a connection between the Wake and Bake Club and the Super Bowl.
Well, and there's another one, too, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this on the show, but, I mean, we need to mention the halftime show, too, because, I mean, that is right up the WB Club's alley, and I actually
all you got to say is Snoop Dogg, right? And that brings out Nate Dogg, and that brings out Nate Dogg's famous declaration, right?
Yep. It's Snoop and Dre and Kendrick Lamar and Eminem and Mary J. Blige. And let me just tell you, the wife and her crew, they are very excited. I can't tell you how excited they are for the Super Bowl halftime show this year, because that is right up their alley. The mid-90s or late-90s rap stuff, that is their jam. So they're very excited for the Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah, if it ain't Tone Loc, it ain't happening with me. But okay. And by the way, what will the multi-hued Stacey have a different color, have a Super Bowl hairstyle, Super Bowl hair? What color will it be?
No, so the latest, we're still blonde, although it's kind of a more natural brownish blonde. But she's dabbled with some extensions too now, so she's got different things playing around here. She's it can never be one thing for too long, otherwise it's just boring. So
great, we definitely I'm with her on that. Okay, so anyway, Dr. Johnny Fever, WKRP in Cincinnati, and the Cincinnati Bengals make the Super Bowl. That means that Patrick Mahomes lost. So I'm having this discussion with Sarah. She's the resident mean girl at my Trader Joe's. She texted me, Brittany, why the long face? She's talking about Brittany Matthews, who is Patrick Mahomes' fiance, baby mama, whatever it is. So she texts me, the resident mean girl, Sarah, Brittany, why the long face? And then she sent me this official looking, she sent me a shot of an official looking icon of a blue flag with an official looking type font that said, marked safe from seeing Brittany and Jackson Mahomes at the Super Bowl. And then she sent me this piece from Whiskey Riff that was collecting tweets that absolutely killed Brittany Matthews and Jackson Mahomes. One tweet showed a picture of Joe Burrow in his LSU colors exhaling a cigar with a comment, this man finally shut up Brittany Mahomes once and for all. A Bills fan tweeted, can we all start donating to Joe Burrow's charity $9 for eliminating Brittany and Jackson Mahomes? And there was all sorts of this kind of hate just pouring out at the schadenfreude of Brittany Matthews and Jackson Mahomes. And then Sarah, the mean girl, sent me this something I was not aware of. I see if you were aware of this. After the Chargers lost to the Chiefs earlier this year, Justin Herbert, this is a young quarterback, and he's tweeting this out after a loss to a division rival. He tweeted out a picture of Brittany Matthews and Jackson Mahomes yucking it up. And the comment was, yeah, Mahomes might have beat me, but at the end of the day, he has to go home to this. So who really won? Did you guys ever see that? Did you see it?
No, that's
awesome. Oh, my God. Did you know that this was America's new game, keeping up with hating the Mahomeses?
I had no idea. I have loved and I have personally used, I have to say. I mean, I'm a fan of Joe Burrow. I think he's great. But I have used that picture of him arriving at the Super Bowl with his earbuds in and the big necklace on. I have used that multiple times via text for various different things. It's just fantastic. I love that.
And smoking the cigar in the LSU uniform, sitting on the bench. Yep. That got quite a workout the last go. All the Joe Cool stuff.
Oh yeah.
But a woman named Laura Emerson tweeted out, when you realize you won't have to see any more Jackson or Brittany Mahomes during the Super Bowl, and it was the famous video of Kamala Harris on a cell phone with Joe Biden upon finding out the 2020 election was certified, saying, we did it. I did not know this kind of vitriol existed.
I had no idea.
For her, Trash Panda, you aware of this? You keep a wider social activity than we do. Social media activity.
I'm aware of the Jackson Mahomes hate, but only like secondhand because I'm not on TikTok or anything. Like I never know about this guy, so I only see people hate him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Did she formally? I know she got in trouble for spraying champagne on fans, and I don't know that she actually got banned from a suite at her home stadium, but the week before the Chiefs lost to Cincinnati, when they beat Buffalo, she was spraying champagne out, and, you know, it's freezing, and she's drenching people in champagne, and then it turned to haterade, but I don't know if she actually got in trouble for that. Do you actually do anything to the star quarterbacks?
I'm going to guess no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess it's gonna fly. Your $300 million quarterback. Nah.
Probably not.
I think she's fine.
Wow. And the Super Bowl so Espo, Stacy and her friends looking forward to the halftime show. Where are they? Is she a regular commercial watcher? Does she not care about the call me when the play's over and I can watch the commercials?
No, Stacy actually, she normally will pay attention to the game too, but it's definitely more dependent on the teams. And I can tell you this, which is also kind of funny. She hates Tom Brady. So she celebrates his retirement and because she thinks he's a cheater from all the Deflategate stuff.
Uh-huh.
So when the Patriots were in, she had an active rooting interest against Tom Brady and last year with the Buccaneers against Tom Brady. So there was that. But yes to the commercials, and definitely depending on the show, absolutely yes to the halftime show. But she could not be more excited about the Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige extravaganza that's coming up. So,
don't they have to have them on like a 60-second delay? Like, I don't know how this happens.
I heard a while back that, and I don't know how true this is anymore, but I read something about the... it's almost basically a requirement that these halftime show performers are like lip syncing. So it's all probably pre-recorded.
Okay.
Cause I know that there was when Red Hot Chili Peppers made an appearance or one of the bass player Flea made an appearance a few years ago, people were talking about how he clearly wasn't actually playing his bass. And he said, he's like, they make us lip sync and pre-record this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm well, sure that was after, the lesson that came out of the Justin Timberlake.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I think they have a real. I'm sure it's real tight. Like they're not going to be. They might be. Their mics, I'm sure, are live here and there, but I think for the most part, the lyrics are going to be recorded.
Okay, because they had they They went the opposite way when they didn't think they control it. They went to the old safe white guys, right? They went to like Paul McCartney and
Tom Petty
yeah. And yep. And the boss and whatever people they just the old white guys. You guys are done with this, right? You're not going to screw with us. And then they thought, okay, we make them pre-recorded. We give them they see the financial windfall that comes out of this and being part of it. And then maybe they play our game. And it's apparently what they're going to do. I guess I don't know. You know, there is a commercial. Featuring Demi Moore and Mila Kunis that will be aired on Super Bowl Sunday.
Really? That's interesting.
And the punchline is, we have a lot in common. I swear. There's more to it than that, but if you know, you know, right?
And yeah, that's exactly.
That's all you have to know. So that's it. Our time is up. We are giving way to DePaul Xavier, Zach Zaidman on the call for that. I want to thank Tom Thayer for stopping by and not trading Roquan Smith. And I want to thank everyone who texted, especially the 815, acknowledging that, yes, 815, that's where the Wake and Bake Club lives.
Guy point to the 815.
I want to thank Espo for sitting in for Mark Rohde, who is sitting in for Espo, who is sitting in for, well, ultimately, Brian Peruk in the chat channel. I want to thank Trash Panda for working overnight and then getting up to do this thing. Thank you, everybody. Well, if nobody important listened, we'll be back next week on Saturday Suckage on The Score.
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.